Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 3. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Chaplain Denzer likes to say that my penalty for not being able to chant a lick is that I always have to preach the law. Of course, since non-chanting services are assigned to Thursday, when the epistle lesson typically falls, and those epistle lessons tend to be filled with moral exhortation, encouragements to do good works, that means I am regularly stuck preaching the law. And I guess that applies again today. Throughout this lesson, St. Peter sets up the Christian life as essentially a choice between two options, two different alternatives, the agathos and the kakos, the good and the bad, the evil, the harmful, the nefarious. He urges you as Christians to seek the agathos, not the kakos, the good, not the bad, not the evil, not the harmful. St. Peter uses these words sort of repeatedly throughout this passage, and they're translated very different ways. He says, we shouldn't repay evil for evil, kakos for kakos. And if we want to see good days, agathos, we should turn away from evil and do good. The Lord's face is against those who do evil. We shouldn't fear harm if we are zealous for what is good, kakos. Agathos, good and the bad. As Christians, you are to choose the good and not the bad. And you are to choose the good no matter the consequences, no matter the outcome, no matter the response of someone to you. Now, in principle, this is sort of be a no-brainer, right? Doing good works usually works out in your best interests. Seeking the good ordinarily yields its own reward. These are sort of the temporal, earthly benefits of obeying God's law, His commands. When we are united in mind, sympathetic, loving, tender-hearted, humble, when we bless those who revile us, as Peter says here, we tend to reap the fruit of those actions. We're above reproach. We have nothing to fear. Others treat us as we have treated them. When we do so, we heap burning coals even upon our enemies, Scripture says. Or maybe more importantly, as your grandmother said, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. These outcomes are undeniably good. Too often, we think of God's commands as if they were sort of that locked lid on a cookie jar. You know, they're preventing us from getting the things we really, really want, because God just won't let us do it. That's not the case at all. We forget that the psalmist delights in the law of the Lord because the law is good. It's desirable. It isn't there to prevent us from having fun. It's there to protect us from the bad, to guide us to the good. That cookie jar is full of anthrax, of strychnine, rat poison. God's law directs you to the good because it's better for you. It'll protect you from harm. But it doesn't always seem to work out that way, does it? God's law isn't some sort of a lever we can pull to get what we want out of life. The sinful world isn't some watch created by a watchmaker, as the deist said, that sort of runs on its own, one where the moral laws of the universe invariably function like they're supposed to. Sin has corrupted it. Death has entered it. God has permitted Satan to have his way, to sift Peter like wheat, to take everything Job has. Martyrs are killed like common criminals for confessing the name of Christ. Innocent people are accused and incarcerated every day. Good people are lied to and betrayed by those they love. You've experienced it in your own lives. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You've obeyed your Lord and sought to do exactly what he says. You've lived honorably and faithfully. You've treated others well. Yet they have turned against you, and they've rejected you, and they've attacked you. Someone, somewhere has hurt you. Something has gone terribly wrong. You've lost someone you loved. Everything has fallen apart. Yet that is precisely why St. Peter tells you to choose the good no matter the outcome, no matter what comes your way. That's why he reminds you that even when the bad happens to you, you are still blessed. Even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, he says, you will be blessed. That's just another way of saying what your Lord said in the Beatitudes. Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. And that right there, that's the reason for the hope that you have within. You have this unshakable trust in Christ and what he promises you in his word. You have this hope through your undeterred confidence in Jesus Christ and what he has done. And you know that no matter what befalls you in this life, your Lord has defeated death, hell, and the devil forever. And he will raise your mortal bodies from the dirt, and he will grant you a life that goes on without end, where the wicked adversaries of this world can neither hurt nor harm you any longer. It is this hope that will not put you to shame, as St. Paul says. It is this hope that will never perish, spoil, or fade, but is kept in heaven for you. You can seek the good now. You can obey the Lord now. You can do what he commands you now, regardless of the outcome or the response of others or the consequences you might face. You can do so, not because things will always work out for you and will go your way. We know that's not the truth. They may, but they also may not. No, you can do these things, and you can do them unflinchingly, because you know what your Lord has in store for you. You know what he has purchased and won for you. You know what he's promised to you who live and believe in him. And that cannot, and it will not, disappoint you. No matter how much this world may. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.